Okay. Is it afternoon yet? Yes. Good afternoon, Audio Boo. We are at... I already can't remember the name of this place. I'm not going to ask you because I know we can... Bird something. Bird... Birderswald. Birderswald. It's a castle fort thing in Hadrian's Wall. At Hadrian's Wall. And it's meant to be one of the best preserved bits of the wall. We're just walking along the outside of the sort of fort area. Vance is being a little bit tiresome and eating lots of sheep poo. And getting quite... Well, actually, he hasn't been too excited by the sheep themselves, has he?
They're more aggressive to him.
Yeah. Leave it, Vance. I suppose they probably see quite a few dogs, don't they?
Yeah.
They want to stand their ground. Leave it. Thank you, Vance. Can you just describe the scene a little bit, Mum?
Rolling countryside. I think, and I thought on the way here that it was a good area to defend, as you would be able to see any enemy coming from miles away.
Yes.
And they obviously cleared the area of trees to a certain line.
Yes.
As well. But you can see from the ruins the openings into the castle and out, and where you could imagine that people were allowed to pass through and be checked on their way.
Yes.
Through the border.
And in terms of the remains, the sort of height of it, it's only really... I mean, here, is this, it's probably about 5 foot, is it?
If I go and stand here...
Yeah.
I'm nearly 6 foot and it's higher than me.
Okay.
I've missed it. So it could have been 7 foot, 6 foot, six, seven.
Yeah.
When it was complete.
So actually, it looks reasonably formidable at this point, doesn't it? You know,
yeah.
It's not going to stop that much, but in terms of, as a ruin...
And also they would have had, I don't know what the Roman legion stationed here, I don't know how many, but you know you'd have been up against a crack.
Yes. Vance, can we just give this sheep a little bit of space to get out of the way?
Right, we've got room here, Robert.
Okay, I just didn't want to make the sheep feel that it was cornered or anything. Vance! Excuse me. Oi! Oi! Stop it! Okay, stand. Oh, wait, I am conscious I wanted to move out of the way of that one. Okay, come on then. What's that shining there? Is that a...
It's just a silver foil.
Did we ought to move it, because I'm thinking of the animals?
Yeah, I can take that.
Just stick it in the string bit of my bag.
Oh
dear. Just come back round the corner there. Just spotted something shining on the floor. I thought, with the animals about here, you don't really want to leave things like that. Just stay there. Did you get it?
Yep, I got it. Jump.
Yes, okay, mummy. Come on then, Vance. Leave it! It's okay, Mummy. It's fine. It's fine. Come on, Vance. Same to you. Mum, can you just pause a sec, please? quite funny, actually, the sheep defending the wall almost.
Yeah.
Come on, Vance, we're going this way. Good boy. That's good. Come on. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Good boy. He's good. He is being much better, actually. Yeah. Look, I can have the lead fairly loose.
Good.
If you look.
Good. Yeah.
Leave it. Maybe there just isn't so much sheep poo in this field.
Definitely on the other side, the eastern side, it was more intact than it is the food.
Right, yes. Yes. What's this moundy bit here? Is that part of it?
That's soil.
Oh, right.
All the bricks have gone, they've been taken, looted.
Yeah. Good boy, Vance. You're going to show me the way? Where are we going? Find the way, leave it. Good lad. Oh, I thought you meant a drama as in somebody messing about or something.
No, that's what I think the sound was about.
Ah. I can live without such things. Yeah.
I just want to take you to the last part where they've got the footing of the
yes.
Original Roman, probably main part, like the house. Or the
yep. Could you just pause 1 second? I'm just going to take a quick picture towards the buildings. Stand still, Vance. Good boy. Stand still. Good boy. Okay. Good boy. Come on then, you. Good boy. You're going to find the way. I presume you've still got the harness, haven't you?
It's on my shoulder.
Fine. I'll show you next time how I clip it onto the bag, and then so you don't have to carry it. Come on, you find the way, Vance. I have to say, even when he's not in proper guiding mode, he's still reasonably good at not sort of taking me into holes and things. He still goes around things.
He's still got a very impish face. I'm going to guide you under this tree and then I'm going yes. to read.
Okay.
Keep following.
Keep going, Vance. Follow Mummy. Follow Mummy. Where's the way? Okay. Is this right? Yep.
Just come right under the shade.
Yep.
And wait with him and I'll
sit, Vance.
That,
sit, Vance.
Gateway.
Yep. Hang on, I'm just trying to work out what Vance is doing. Okay, that's
it's,
fine. That's all I need to know. Don't worry about what it is, that's fine.
Are you still taking?
Yes, I am, don't worry. It's fine. I can't remember what anything is either, don't worry.
You're now standing in the west gateway of Birdwell Court. The outer wall of the fort stood to a height of about 4.5 metres.
Ooh, quite high.
This gate consisted of two broad entrances flanked by a pair of towers. The enclosing towers were three stories high with small windows. Pairs of stout oak doors swung inwards on iron pivots. Those are those pivots.
Ah, yes, you're right.
And closed against stone door stops, that's what we saw. The early 3rd century stonework at the base of the south tower is particularly fine, formed part of a repair using stone that was probably reclaimed from a nearby monument to all large buildings.
Yep.
The military way was the main road that connected all the forts along Hadrian's Wall. At Birdwell it passed straight down the west and the east gate, making it a very busy place. Soldiers would have guarded these gates round the clock to ensure the security of the fort, and only admitting that it was legitimate military business or a good reason to be passing through. This would have included traders bringing in supplies and troops leaving and returning after patrols or exercises. That's exactly what I said.
Yep.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go through into this one here.
Yeah.
The west gate.
Wait, fence, please.
Gravestone is the word. I was searching for my poor depleted brain.
Just wait, Vance. Just wait. No. I said wait. Thank you. Good boy. That's better. Now come slowly. Okay. Leap over. Steady for me. Come on, Vance.
Now, this house on the left was built, it's Victorian Burderswold. During the 1840s, the Burderswold estate was purchased by Henry Norman, who developed a strong interest in the fort and its history. And he was the first person to employ an archaeologist to conduct excavations on the site. And basically, he built a house here.
Leave it. Good boy, thank you.
But these would be on the right here. This whole... They've got wooden pillars.
Yes.
And,
yes.
I think it's the...
So that would have been like the... Yeah.
Yeah, that's not the exact... wood. They've got different kinds of wood that you can feel. Come along this
way. Come on, big boy.
So walking down the length of this building, series of buildings, and then if we go left here...
Sorry.
If you really want to go down, you step down
into
the footings, and then in the middle there's like channels, whether it was like for rubbish or what, you know, the Romans were very good with their water. And
yes, absolutely, yeah. It could have been a system of heating, or because they had steam heating, didn't they, underfloor heating and things.
Yeah.
Come here,
there's lots of great timber, the room.
Yes. Very good, Vance. Come on then. You going to show me the way? Now, Vance, what do you think of this place? Can you tell me?
And we go back out
the same way we came up, is it? Okay. Find the way, Vance. Come on then. We're going to find somewhere nice and cool for you, I think, next, Vance. Do they have a tea room here? Come on, Vance. Come. Steady, Vance. I might have him back on harness, if I may, please. Yeah, come on, over we come, Handy. Could I swap? Thank you very much, and then I shall stop this recording as well. A nice bit there, nice bit of educational recording.
Well, it backed up
head in, Vance.
Really,
yeah, absolutely.
We worked out.
This is all the historical novels you read.
It is, yes. And Game of Thrones, of course.
Ah, of course, yes.
The wall.
Do they come to the wall?
They have their own wall.
Right?
But I reckon it's based on this because they had like mile castles as well.
Ah, right, okay. Just give me a sec, if we could please just pause this. Somehow, if I can...